All right, so as we begin this evening, meditation will work into meditation on thought. But before we go to that point, let's do a little review, helping us fully arrive, fully ground. So just taking a few moments to taking stock of how this body feels, how this mind feels. Kind of the momentum of the day carries into this moment. Perhaps there's fatigue, agitation, maybe excitement, joy. Whatever is present, simply welcoming it, acknowledging it. As if stepping back and saying, ah, this is how the moment is. This is how the body is, the mind. This is how the heart is. And taking a few deeper breaths to release the tension from the day, to help aliven and wake up the body. Noticing the quality of the posture, the stability of the legs, the pelvis, the hips, how it connects you and anchors you to the ground. And noticing the sense of elongation of the spine. So if you're sitting upright, it's stretching toward the sky. Or if because of a back issue, you have support or laying down, still feeling that elongation. A quality of lightness. And now allowing the body to relax. The sense of guardedness, the sense of having to hold, allowing that to relax so their body becomes more sensitive, more receptive. Now opening to the experience of the body. The breath is one aspect, this slow rhythmic rising and falling. The pressure changes in the belly, in the chest. Another aspect is just the varying sensations in the limbs, the four limbs, in the trunk, the belly, the pelvis, the head. So sitting with a anchor on the body and the breath, and as sensations become more predominant, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, letting your attention turn toward those, to meet those. Turning toward them without any agenda, without any need to change or to fix. Just resting, trusting in the direct knowing. And if a sound arises within your room, outside, as I speak, it doesn't have to be a barrier to meditation. It's just another phenomenon that's arising. Resting in what knows that too. Now, as thoughts arise, at this point, simply recognizing thought for thought as thought and reorienting your attention back to the body. No need to add any self-judgment that you got lost in thought. Just begin again with complete forgiveness. With each sensation of the body, seeing if you can relax into that steady attention, gently letting everything else fade for the time being, letting the past fade, the future fade, and just attending to this one sensation that's presenting itself. No place to go, nothing to do. Trusting in the simple observation. Trusting to the simple knowing. It doesn't matter what arises. We just rest in what knows, what observes. Now staying grounded and connected with this changing sensations of the body as a primary anchor, as a primary tether to this present moment. Now adding this next element of the meditation. That is awareness of thought, thinking, concept, story. The cognitive in all its manifestations. In a particular way, as a thought presents itself, as it arises naturally, recognize it as thinking. Note thinking. Say to yourself, thinking. The simple step of being able to recognize when thinking is present is so essential. To be able to recognize thought is occurring means we're not lost in that thought. We're observing it. You may find yourself waking up in the middle of a thought and recognizing, I've been thinking for the last few minutes. As soon as you wake back up, label, thinking is here. And this is the hard part, as you recognize thought, not to add more thoughts to those thoughts. To let the thought have its own little life expression without commenting, agreeing or disagreeing, or judging. Just to recognize thought is occurring. An image that might be helpful is imagine this blue sky with a cloud moving across. The sky holds the cloud without becoming caught in it. In the same way, our minds can be like that blue sky. As a thought arises, it's held, and if it dissipates, we come back to that blue sky. Feeling the body. That helps us know we're still connected to the present moment. You may find that some thoughts are familiar patterns, and it might be helpful to note the type of thought, planning, worry, fantasy, without getting lost in the content or the details, just to help have a clearer acknowledgement. And as we add thought to it as another object of awareness, you may notice that some thoughts, as soon as you call your attention to them, they vanish, they dissipate, like a soap bubble touched by a child's hand. Some thoughts are very flimsy, very ethereal. Some thoughts are even half-formed, just kind of a background churning of the mind. While other thoughts have more power, more momentum, almost can jolt us out of the meditation, like, oh, I forgot to turn off the stove or do this or that. Also label all these as thinking, resting in the observation of thought without becoming lost in thought. What is present right now? The body, thought, breath, sound. Resting in what holds and knows all equally. The very quality of awareness itself. Some content of thoughts are compelling. It pulls you into them. and to release them as a quality of renunciation. Not now. So it's a fine balance of seeing thought without becoming pulled into thought. Keeping the feedback of the body always present, so we know we are still connected to this very present moment. Noticing any sleepiness, sitting up more vertically, waking yourself up. Now for the last 5 minutes of the sit, coming back fully into the body, releasing all thought, regrounding in the sensations of the breath, of the body, and of the posture. Balancing repose with wakefulness, fully present. In a moment, as you hear the sound of the bell, staying within the meditation until the sound fades, and then slowly re-engaging with your surroundings.